More than two dozen organizations say they'll apply to start the state's first charter schools. The formal notices of intent filed by yesterday's deadline cover a wide variety of ages, approaches, and locations, as KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
The proposed charter schools include a school for gifted early elementary students in Spokane Valley, a Tacoma branch of the national charter chain Green Dot, and a Seattle elementary for kids who've experienced extreme trauma. State Charter Commission Board Chair Steve Sundquist says prospective applicants have been operating under a tight timeline in this first year since charters were legalized in Washington.
So we didn't anticipate that we would receive as many notices as we have, but I'm pleased to see that.
So far, no applicants have proposed converting existing public schools to charters, but three private schools want to convert. Roger Franklin is the founder of the private Cedar River Academy in Enumclaw, which focuses on experiential learning. Turning into a charter would force the school to clear its rolls and open its doors to all Washington students. So Franklin says existing students' families have mixed feelings about the school possibly going charter.
Well, they're happy, of course, that the tuition would be eliminated, but they are concerned that their kids might not have a chance to attend.
Most of the proposed schools would open next fall. Others in 2015. Prospective charter founders now have 1 month to file a lengthy application with either the state or Spokane Public Schools. That was the first district granted charter authorizer status for potential schools within its bounds. As many as 16 schools can be approved in this first round. Final decisions are due in late February. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.